Samson was a strong man. But towards the end of his life, he became weak. He had been Israel's judge for 20 years, but that's not why he was weak. His weakness came as a result of his own sin. He gave away the secret to Delilah, his long, beautiful hair. "No razor shall touch your head." This was the Nazarite vow, and such was Samson, a Nazarite from birth. But Samson's soul was vexed to death when Delilah kept asking, "What's your secret? Stop lying to me." I think he knew that he shouldn't tell her, but he did. Delilah had already betrayed him 3 times. She knew which strings to play to make it seem like it was Samson's fault for not sharing his heart with her. When Samson woke, his hair was gone, all 7 locks, and he thought foolishly that he still had all of his power and strength. But he did not know that this time the Lord had left him. It turns out that the source of his strength was not himself, after all. It was the Lord. We should, however, note that when Samson slept with that prostitute, the Lord didn't leave him then. When Samson touched a dead carcass, which was against his vow as a Nazarite, the Lord didn't leave him then. When Samson killed 30 men for figuring out his riddle, the Lord did not leave him then. Why? He was God's instrument. That's why. God's instrument to save Israel from birth, to save Israel from the Philistines. Yes, Samson was a sinner, like all of Israel. But God didn't leave them either. God entered our sinful circumstances in order to save and to bring back his child, to bring back Israel. I would suggest that the loss of his hair and his strength was also by God's design, in order for God to show his power in weakness. When Samson was weakened to be the same as any other man, that's when it pleased God to use him mightily and sacrificially to save Israel and take down Israel's oppressors, the Philistines. When Samson was weak, then God proved, well, let me tell you. Samson's eyes were gouged out, and he was shackled up and put on display for entertainment, a source of mockery for the lords of the Philistines. Do we know anyone else tonight who was mocked and put on display to be mocked and made a fool of? He was supposed to be strong to save. Now look at him. That's when Samson prayed, and God listened. "One last time, Lord, make me strong. Bring down my enemies and let me die with the Philistines." And he stretched out his hands and he brought down the house. The Bible says he killed more men in his death than when he did all the days of his life. Another man, a savior judge named Christ Jesus, also became weak towards the end of his life. His weakness was not a result of his own sin, but ours. His soul was vexed to death, like Samson, because the Lord left him on the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me?" And he hadn't even revealed any secrets. He was betrayed by his disciples, Judas and Peter, 3 times. He had touched the dead, just like Samson, But when Jesus touched the dead, Lazarus came back to life. He made the unclean lepers clean. He healed them. He made water into wine. But the Bible also says God made him who had no sin to be sin, in order that in him we might become the righteousness of God. In him, God showed power in weakness. In him, God showed mercy to Israel. One man died for the many. He alone was strong to save. Before his death, Jesus, like Samson, prayed. But Jesus' prayer was not, "Let me avenge my enemies just one more time." His prayer was for the life of his enemies, God's enemies. And thus he prayed, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Use my innocence as a gift, as a substitute to pay for their guilt." So that by faith and believing, there will be a full heaven and a new earth for you, O God. Like Samson, Jesus stretched out his arms. The posture was the same, but the results were different. Jesus alone died to swallow up the sting of death for his enemies, so that the living ones might repent and live forever. It makes one question. Who really is strong? Samson or Jesus? Today on Good Friday, we do well to remember a simple truth that we learned long ago when we were young. As Jesus hangs from the cross, we can sing, "I am weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Tonight the cross tells me so." Amen.